sorry, but I forgot to fix my bike. I'm sorry, but my grandparents are probably dying. I'm sorry, it seemed cool, but so sitting in my room.
Existence inside of my mind, it's a prison of you are the part of the weekend facade. You catch me a different wave and I'll ride it till I'm at the beach, babe. Diamonds and I going out of space on the up and up. Fuck you talk about, I want all the cloud by my mama, house in the hills, Beverly. Get my money away, longevity, I got hella bills, celebrity. So get you some, yeah, it's heavenly. Till I run now, it's a better thing. PBR time, it's a better drink. I'ma shower in the better things. See you naked, on the regular. We can ride bikes on the beach. We can fuck on our bikes and wings. Long as you show me the perfect police. Oh, yeah, I'm too cold. I'm too cold. Whoa. See you naked, but I didn't go the naked bike ride. I was too high and too drunk and too cold. I wish there was another one to go to. You take me with you.
patience. Chances are I got no direction. Begging my angels for protection.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a late night edition of, I don't know, local anesthesia, I guess that we can call it. It's not really.
Barely.
My co-host isn't here. It's kind of sad. That being said, I got three amazing people in the studio with us. No, I'm not going to stop. All right, first, directly in front of me, the magnificent Jenna. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jenna.
Where are you from, Jenna?
Oh, I'm from Medford.
Another Medford local.
Yes. Local.
What have you been listening to, Jenna?
Recently, I've been listening to Ravina, Lana Del Rey,
ooh,
Aminé.
Very good choices. Yeah, very good choices. Yeah. All right. Right beside her is her doubting, magnificent boyfriend.
Wow.
Who are you?
Peter. I was on the show, what was it?
Two days ago, he was with me and my co-host, Sean. It's lovely to have you back.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be
your
back.
Face is always welcome in the studio whenever you feel so inclined.
Wow, praise.
And what have you been listening to? We already went over this the other day, but to these new viewers who don't know a lot about you, fill us in.
I've been listening to a lot of Alex G recently, and just to mix it up, I've also been listening to a lot of Lord Huron.
Oh, nice.
Which is a big one for me, and his newest album is great. That was a lot of what I listened to up in Vermont, so...
Very cool.
Nice.
And then our final guest in the studio today, coming all the way from Medford, Massachusetts. Can you see a theme? Can you see a theme?
There is a theme.
It is my good friend
Nathan
McCarthy. Welcome
How
to the studio.
Guys?
Nathan, what have you been listening to as of late?
Okay. So I've been listening to a lot of SZA.
Great.
Definitely. Also, a lot of XG. I don't know. Probably not a lot of people know who they are. Oh, closer to the mic.
Yes,
to the mic.
Yes.
And also, a lot of New Jeans. So I
don't
know if
good.
Anybody knows them, but
very good. Yeah, no, great band. All right. So the last two songs that you listened to were "Seek and Destroy" by SZA, and then before that, it was the radio's debut of "Naked Bike Ride" by Ty Llamas, coming all the way from UVM. Ty Llamas is the moniker of Tyler Lamb, a Medford local, also, what do you know, who currently goes to UVM along with our friend Peter here.
Yeah.
So, hope that you all enjoyed that one. It was the radio debut, and if you're listening right now, Tyler, shout out to you. We got a great show for you guys. It's kind
wild
of
show.
A wild show for you late-night hooligans out there doing your parties and whatnot. We got some good stuff for you. And kicking it off next, we got... the greatest Australian quartet of all time in their yellow, blue, red, and purple. We have the Wiggles, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy.
Yes.
Woo!
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad. It's fun to do, it's the healthy way. Take all the food that you want to eat. It's
The second step,
eat up some grapes.
The third step,
eat up some apples. Eat the melons, there's nothing on your plate. Now we've made our fruit salad today. It's time to put the scraps away. Wash the bowls and wash the spoons. Let's do it all again real soon.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
Hope that y'all are ready out there for this one. What a way to kick off the evening, folks. That right there, that was Primus with a zinger known as Too Many Puppies. And before that, it was Beach Boy by McCafferty. Hope that y'all are enjoying the tune so far. I know that I am. I know that these folks are. And I think that we need an important public service announcement from my friend Nathan. So, Nathan, enlighten us, please.
Yeah, we have a breastfeeding PSA.
Babies
were born to be breastfed. You know, it's the best possible source for nutrition for newborn humans. Recent studies show you can lower your child's risk for respiratory illness and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months. Among the many other benefits, breastfeeding nurtures the parent-baby bond, is environmentally friendly, cost-effective, and can prevent postpartum depression. For more information, talk to your healthcare provider.
Nathan, thank you so much.
Of course.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It's really important that we got to know that. What's even more important to us, though, is where y'all are going to school. So, as many of you may know, Colin, your host this evening. I attend Tufts University. That's why they let me in the studio. I got the card. I let us in here. But beyond that, I want to know from each of you, where do you attend? What do you study? All that kind of stuff. So
for me, I go to UMass Amherst.
Cool.
I just transferred there. So first year, but
newbie.
I am a sophomore.
Cool. Mm-hmm. What are you studying?
So right now I'm studying environmental science.
Cool.
But also I'm easing into a different pathway that's closer to city planning.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Peter, over to you.
Yeah, I talked about this on Tuesday. Go to UVM, University of Vermont, and I'm studying forestry.
So
I've been there for a couple of years now. So
it's nice. Very cool. And Jenna?
I go to Champlain College. I also just transferred there from UMass Boston. And right now I'm studying law, but I think I'm going to change my major to education.
Whoa!
Yeah, to be an English teacher.
Joining the club. Yeah. Yes. Well, I'm kind of on a different career path. I mean, I was education before, and now I'm going to law.
Yeah.
We're changing lives, Jenna.
Traded.
We swapped a little bit. And, you know, I think the question that's on everybody's minds is, how's the food? How's the food, everybody? I know for myself, Tufts University, I'm actually really happy with our dining. That being said, Hodge is closed right now. It's our grab-and-go service for many of you, you know, non-Tufts listeners. So that's kind of been a bummer. But besides that, I rank it pretty high. Nathan, I think that it's important to hear from you, Mr. UMass Amherst, number one dining in the country.
Yeah, that's where I really want to hear.
Yeah.
It is number one, but you know, I like it. It's good, you know.
Okay.
There are a variety of options, and each dining hall is definitely different. So
okay.
I really only go to one, so I can't really like speak to all of them, but it is like really, really good.
Diversify those tastes, I say.
Oh, yeah.
Peter, go ahead.
Honestly, I don't want to come on here and bash the school that I go to. That's not my goal here.
But, starting off strong.
But I want to say that those out there who attend UVM or anything like that will know that Northside is not the place you want to be. That's our dining hall over on the arts campus, and it's not where you want to be. I'll say that.
If you want packaged food, though.
If you want prepackaged cold food, delicious.
Mm. All right, Jenna. Fill us in, Champlain.
I really like the dining hall food.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
I feel like breakfast is like exceptionally good. Lunch and dinner are a little bit worse, but like the breakfast food is actually so good.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Solid. Very solid.
You want to take us in this next one?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, this is Colin. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And kind of going on a similar vein to the last one, Primus. We're going on to Insane Clown Posse. This is for all of you gigolos and gigolettes out there. Hope that you enjoy this one.
Brace yourselves.
Brace yourselves, and here we go, folks. Enjoy.
I love my bagel. I like Will Pills. Jackie. I love my buddies. My hatchet man. But I love my ex.
My ex. My bunty, I bring him when I walk.
Me and my ex will leave your head outlined in chalk.
My ex is my bunty, he always makes me laugh.
Me and my ex cut bigots, spinal cords in hair.
My ex is my bunty, and when I wind him back,
me and my ex will give your forehead a butt crack.
My ex is my bunty, I never leave without him.
Me and my ex will leave your neck a bloody fountain. Chip, chip, chip.
Everybody, everybody, everybody run.
Murdering, murdering, murdering.
He never make me cry.
Me and my ex will leave a pivot for your eye.
My ex is my bunty. Don't take him for a chump.
Me and my ex will leave you hopping on a stump. Chip, chip, chip.
Everybody, everybody, everybody run.
I'm here, and oh yes, my ex is my bunty. He'll thump into your head.
Me and my ex will make your white hoodies red.
My ex is my bunty. You let that Dixie wave.
Me and my ex will fuck your mother on your grave.
We both fry with the trees.
Me and my ex will bring the devil to his knees.
Chip, chip, chip.
Everybody, everybody, everybody run.
Looking boy, you so pussy.
Yeah.
Hit my line for the nigga dick. Yeah. Check my Twitter. Yeah. They call me Young Dagger Dick. That's my handle. She grab my mind dick like a handle. Hey, little bitch, I got on Jesus sandals. Hey, X is an animal mammal. Hey, little bitch, got the back of a camel. Pussy boy, you look like a Randall. Pussy boy, you look like a Daniel. Bitch, I'm known to get dosed any family. And if you don't throw that pussy, throw a train.
Pussy nigga know he fucked up. Lame nigga better know his locker. Ayy, fucked up. niggas know it's art. That pussy wet, no water parts. She said drop that meat in me just like a shopping cart. Told me head straight to the back just like I'm Rosa Parks. Walked up in the bank with pack that smelled like donkey fart. Muscat poison dagger, ayy. Fuck my conscience, I'll stab you.
Come here.
Ask that hoe what's wrecking. Slide up on a nigga like a care package. Ayy. Bearing that pussy like Smokey. Chain swing like rodeo ropey. Diamonds so wet that they soapy. Watch them mingle like they do the hokey pokey. Hey, yo, colored diamonds, Humpty Dumpty horror story. Ayy. Feel like Dexter got double D's in my laboratory. Ayy. Eating with the sweet sour sauce like a 6-piece sauce. Free me for the cops, free kiki. Goodbye like a Ouija.
Bye bye.
Sorry for a little bit of dead air at the end there. Jeez, that was like 10 seconds of nothing.
Amateur hour.
Yeah, sorry. Only my fifth show.
Why do you think they stuck us in the 12 to 1 hour?
Wow. All right, so the last song you listened to was Take a Step Back by Ski Mask the Slump God, featuring the recently departed XXXTentacion. So, rip Jace. Can we have a moment of silence?
I think we already had that moment.
Yeah, we kind of.
You already took that 10 seconds. Ouch.
All right. We're a pretty close knit group of friends. We're pretty cool.
Actually, right before this, before we got here, like actually 30 minutes before we got here.
No.
We played a video game. What was it called again?
It was called Stick Fight.
Yeah. Stick Fight.
We played that for a good hour.
Yeah,
at least.
Actually, I usually am not like that, but I was very competitive.
I'm glad we got you that competitive.
Yeah,
I'm glad
me too.
You brought it out of me. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun playing that. It's a little stick fighting game where, you know, you beat your friends up, and it's nice.
Good old fashioned.
Yeah, I think that was enough to describe the game, you know. And before that, a quick Target trip.
Yeah.
Per
just
usual.
Just the essentials.
Yeah. Okay. Guys, if you haven't had it before, Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream.
No.
Really good.
No.
Really good.
Colin, I gotta
it
disagree
really
with you
good.
On this.
Okay,
one.
Thank you. Thank.
Are we allowed to use that sound on
I
here?
I cannot believe you just. Okay,
okay.
Shout out to Felix.
Yes.
My little brother. He was joining us up until it was his bedtime. He's got school tomorrow. He's got a quiz first period. So everybody out there, please.
Good
send him
luck
some good
to
luck
Felix.
To Felix for his quiz. He's also teaching preschoolers some Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So good luck to him, and sorry he couldn't join us for this late night sesh.
Si, yo soy fiesta. Peter, I gotta say, Felix is a pretty cool dude, and he's also reading Paradise Lost, which is what his quiz is on, and as an English major, that kind of warms my soul, so good for Felix, you know, taking his English studies seriously.
There you go.
All right, what do you say? Next song? Next song,
let's
folks?
Do it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, the next song is a new single from JPEG Mafia's new album, and I don't know if I can say the name on air, but it's scaring the gardening tools that, you know, they layer soil. I don't know what they do.
You're really stretching it here.
Yeah, I am. So it's called Lean Beef Patty, named after a popular TikTok star. So it's JPEG Mafia featuring Danny Brown on their new, collaborative album. I hope that you all enjoy. Let's do it. Let's do this thing. Bump it.
First off, fuck Elon Musk, $8 too much, this fast expensive. Put a hose in the back and a crack in the slack, my truth is a leak and I meant it. I don't really need a check, cause I got no respect, and these niggas might know me like a dentist. City all about free speech, so we hit some shit and get offended. This ain't what you want, no, this ain't what you want. Fuck y'all niggas, I feel like Papa John. Left straight to the fake, I'm Tony Khan. And they hate what I say, cause I ain't wrong. Fuck
fire sheet. What's the deets? In the crib, you can soil it for weeks. Watch your energy, watch what you tweet. You can go from Eli to Ye to the weed, but
I can sell honey to a
a bag of Bellamy tranquilizer.
Because I had to deal with the money hungry miser.
I had to keep you cool with my man Rush Rush. So my teeth fall in the sink when I started to brush. You'll be doing no standing on the Bowie Coke mirror. A girl asked for but I pretended not to hear her. You can't deny me, you always wanna try me. Yo, you're just gonna get your ass.
Homeboy, throw in the towel. Your girl got dicked by Ricky Powell.
You got fire, soul, in the belly.
Wow, 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 what a tune that was. That right there was Car Thief by the Beastie Boys, and before that it was Ain't It Funny by Danny Brown, also featured in that JPEG Mafia single. So I think that there's an elephant in the room right now. We just bought a hat at Target, and it says Paw Patrol on it, and yeah, I think that that
set,
right
set us back $5.
Set us back five. Well, set Peter back $5. He's so you know, gentlemanly.
Bought so smart with my money.
Oh yeah, but you know, it's a great piece of fashion. And lo and behold, it's Fashion Month, Peter? Yeah. You say?
I believe it is. Oh, I'm actually not goodness. Certain, but I think it is.
Sounds good to me. It gives us a conversation topic.
What a coincidence!
All right, you know what? In a few words, how would you describe your fashion, everybody? All right. I think that I'll go first.
Gorgeous.
Peter, stop. You make me blush. No, I'd go with kind of a grandpa core thing. At least that's what I aspire to be. Just, you know, a little old grandpa sitting in his house, sipping some tea, perhaps, and listening to some tunes on his vinyl record player. Give us a summation.
I'm trying my best to turn into like a big shirt, big pants type of person. I really like that.
Nice.
Like
very
silhouette.
Cool. Yeah.
Right now.
I
really like wearing this beanie, so it's been my entire thing.
It is
I need
a
like another
wonderful
one.
Brown beanie.
You need to order more.
I do.
Both.
I put it in the wash, okay? I promise. But, you know, it's been an everyday thing.
Whatever you say. All right. Peter, you're up next. Give us the rundown.
My strategy when it comes to fashion is trying to find things that I think look cool.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that is reflected with fashion or not is very hit or miss. So I'll either be in sweatpants and a t-shirt looking very gross, or I'll be putting on my earrings and all my jewelry and trying to look my best. So
yes.
I wouldn't say I'd try to sum it up with one look, but I try my best.
That's the thing about your fashion, though. Like it ranges, but it always comes together. You just have the confidence to pull it off.
I'm glad to hear that.
Of course, anytime.
It's always a risk.
Yes, but it always pays off.
Thank you.
And Jenna, over to you.
I think I kind of try to have fun with my fashion and like wear clothes that make me feel good rather than like focusing too much
on
how
other
people are gonna like perceive an outfit, like focusing more on how I feel in an outfit.
Good.
Yeah.
That, yeah. As long as you feel confident in your outfit, I think that that's what's the best. Yeah. So, yeah. Next song, everybody. Okay. Cool.
Let's do it.
Nathan, you recommended this next song. I have never heard of it. Would you like to lead us into it? What's it called? Who's it by?
It's called Cognitive Dissonance. It's by Sophie, hopefully I pronounce this right, Holowin, I think.
You're wrong.
I'm gonna take my headset off.
No. Get out. No. All right. So this is Cognitive Dissonance by Sophie Holowin. Yeah, sounds good. All right. I hope that you enjoy, everyone. Here we go.
Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Nearly wrapping up the night with a little bit of Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Yes.
What a great way to finish off the show. So that about wraps it up, folks. We got one more song left, and it is a slap and a half. Mm. So all of you folks that are coming back from parties and we've been here in the studio, I hope that you're gonna like this next one. Anything else to add, folks, or We all set?
The late night sillies are here.
So. Yeah. Hang on here. Thanks for having
us. Thank you for having us.
Thank you guys.
It's been a pleasure.
You've been great co-hosts and guests and whatever else you want to call yourselves. I will cry. I just call you friends. That's what I call you. Aww. Yeah. Don't start crying in the studio, you guys.
I like to keep it strictly professional, so.
Oh.
Co-workers at best.
Okay.
Well, anyways, that leads us to the end of our show. This was Colin subbing for Garden Hour, or what I like to call local anesthesia. So I hope that you all enjoyed.
Have a great night.
Have a great night, everybody.
Love you guys.
Get to bed.
Get to bed.
Exactly.
Too late for you.
Take your melatonins and get to bed.
It's important.
All right, folks. Here's the last song of the night. It is Tiburon by Proyecto Uno. You may recognize the intro to this one, and I hope that you enjoy. That is all, folks. Good night.
Sigue, sigue, no pare, sigue, sigue, no pare, sigue, sigue. suave, un poquito más suave, un poquito más duro, 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 un poquito más duro.